Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Jay, and it is time for another edition of Jay's Quick 3. Well, actually, this is a special edition of Jay's Quick 3 because I'm going to call this episode All About Drew. And then after you listen, you'll know why it's called All About Drew. So I was listening to 12 Kyle's podcast, so shout out to Kyle if you're listening. He was talking about his experience living in the dorms when he went to school. He went to an HBCU, I believe in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. So soon as I was listening, I was just cracking up because I just remember my time being in the dorm at PV in Drew Hall, which was the name of our freshman dorm. So I just, brain starts going. I was like, I have to talk about this on my podcast. I think I even tweeted at him and told him I was going to do it. And I was like, if I do this episode, who could I get to come on to talk about Drew? And the first person that pops in my head is my friend and my freshman year roommate, Charlotte. So that's who I have with me today. So let's welcome to the show the imaginary people out there. Charlotte to the show. Hey, girl.
Hey. Here we go.
Here we go. I know. Look, disclaimer. So Charlotte and I, definitely all freshman year, got on people's last nerve because we would laugh. I mean, you could say one word and we would be laughing, crying tears for 30 minutes. It didn't even matter.
sometimes we wouldn't even have to say a word. We just make a look to each other.
Exactly.
And it's just like,
I was going to say that we had inside jokes that we didn't even know were inside jokes. We would just like look at each other and just like fall out laughing, and people would get mad and they're like, here they go again. So welcome to the show. Right. Welcome to the show. How's everything going? How's your day? How's your week?
Thank you. Everything's going, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
True that.
And hurricane heading this way, so
true that.
You know, just another day in 2020.
So, I was going to ask you, as we're laughing about this, this is where our humor goes. But okay, so you have all. Well, no, your youngest is not in school, right? Or is she?
My baby is
she's three. Still too young, right? So you have two that are in school. How has that been with COVID and stuff?
Well, at the beginning of the year, it was a little challenging for my middle one. She's in middle school, and they had to go from face-to-face learning to virtual learning, distance learning. And it's a little challenging for her because she had to adjust to having to go and log in and check her assignments and all that stuff. And, you know, it was a kind of a new thing for us. So, I mean, this semester or this year, she's going to start off in virtual learning. So I think we're more prepared for it this time.
Right. Was she missing her friends and stuff? She was just hating just being on the computer.
At first she was missing her friends, but now she's like, I don't want to go because I don't want to get sick.
Well, that's...
So, I think she's gotten used to being at home now.
Mm. And what about Kiki?
Kiki was going to San Marcos last semester, which she still does, but now she's going to do virtual learning. So she's back at home.
Okay.
And so it's like a full house now, and grocery bill is sky high.
Well, I can imagine. Right. I can imagine. Yep. Well, at least everyone is safe and everyone's doing good. So you don't know if you're going to send your middle one back to school. Or are you prepared to send her back to school? Are you concerned at all about like COVID and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we're concerned about COVID, but I am concerned about her, you know, academically as well. Like, I feel like she does better probably in, you know, in a class instruction type environment instead of like an online environment. So, I mean, we're just going to monitor her and make sure okay.
Okay.
And, you know, I think we can basically send her back whenever we, you know, want to. So we'll see how it goes.
Right. As long as y'all have a handle on it. So things should be good.
Yeah. Definitely don't want nobody getting sick, though.
Right. All right. So are you ready to get into this all episode long topic of Drew Hall?
Oh yeah, okay. Drew Hall,
Club Drew. Wasn't it called Club Drew?
Club Drew, yes, Club Drew. That's so bad.
So, a little backstory, which I kind of already said, but Charlotte and I went to Prairie View A&M University, which is a historically Black university or part of the HBCU family. It is right outside of Houston, Texas. Probably like 45 minutes away, somewhere around there, mm-hmm. 30, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, so I obviously came from Michigan to go to PV, and I got there super early. I think I came for orientation. So, when I got to Drew, well, first of all, let me just say, I was watching A Different World when I was in high school. So when I was coming to college, especially a Black college, I'm thinking my dorm room is about to look like Hillman College. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to have all this space and it's going to be this and that. Girl, when I pulled up to that dorm and went up inside there, like it went from Hillman College to like cell block 6. Like, I mean... did it not look like a prison in there? Like, I was shocked and appalled. And I've never been homesick, but I did not want to stay there.
It was definitely a culture shock going in there. Well, we had went for orientation, so we knew what it was going to look like, because in orientation, we stayed at Drew, so... that's when we were like, and at that time, nothing was in the room. So it was like, oh, wow, this is what it's going to be like. Like, it was like so cold and like a jail cell. Like,
girl, the windows,
It was still fun. It was so fun.
We're going to get to that. I just wanted to paint a picture for the people.
Saying, even at orientation.
Oh, really?
You know, that was our first little experience away from home.
Oh.
And it was a whole, like at that time, orientation was like a whole weekend. And when we went, it was, you know, all of us from SWNY went mm-hmm. at the same time. So it was pretty cool meeting people, and it was just a different type of experience, because the school, high school we all went to was like a predominantly white school. So to go and see like all of these people that look like you, and there's nobody else there but our people, right. was pretty cool. It's like, oh, I don't like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Had you been to PV before, since you're from Texas? Did you ever visit PV before?
Yeah, we did a visit to PV. We were in this group called Sisters of Society. It was like a little club in high school, you know, just all the Black girls. And that was one of our little field trips, was to Prairie View. And so we got to tour the campus and everything. So I had seen it before, but we had never really been there, like, in it, like by ourselves, away from parents, with just us in the dorms, and meeting all these people and all these boys.
It was just, we gonna get to that.
Yeah, it's a real experience, for real.
Yeah, so okay. So when I thought I went to orientation, I guess I didn't. Because when I got
You didn't go to orientation?
I feel like I went to orientation, but I don't remember. When I first got there, we had beds because Cassandra
was... Yeah, we had beds, but it was like nothing else. It wasn't, I guess, because, you know, when we went in the fall, we got to set the rooms up the way we wanted it. But like for orientation, you just go there and it's a bed. And
okay, maybe I didn't go to orientation. I feel like I left when I graduated in June. I went right to Texas. Like, it was just time to go. I don't remember. Really? Yeah, like I graduated that Friday, and I think Sunday we got on the road to drive to Texas.
Oh yeah, because your family was in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm. I have family in Houston, yeah. But I don't remember. So I don't know. Maybe I went through, maybe I didn't. But my first memory is going, and Cassandra was my roommate. She was there already. Yeah. So I come in, my parents meet her, cute little, you know, light-skinned girl with curly, I think her hair was, she had the curly hair at the time, wearing glasses, nice little sweet girl. I mean, you know, as the year goes on, we'll that changes, but really cool. Now, here's my, okay.
We love you, Cassandra.
Right. Cassandra, you know you are a girl. Cassandra and Fonquisha and what was the other one called? No, what was the one that stole stuff? Cleo.
Cleo!
Okay, first of all, let me make a disclaimer. I'm not making fun of anybody having like real multiple personalities. It's not what we're doing. It was just a joke that we used to play with our other roommate. Because
back then you could make jokes like that.
Yeah.
People not get offended.
Right.
So.
And we weren't like making fun of mental illness. I think
she would
she's
laugh
okay.
if she was in this conversation right now.
But so as I meet her or whatever, we meet and it's just me and her. And then so the way Drew was set up, I don't know how many floors it was, but we stayed on the third floor. There was an elevator there that you did not want to use because if you use, you might not make it out alive. So the elevator worked when it wanted to. So most of the time we were going up and down three flights of stairs. We had suites. So I don't know. I guess the whole building was like that because nobody shared a bathroom on the whole floor, right? Everybody had suites.
No, it was all like you had a suite mate, and in between your room and your suite mate's room was a bathroom, adjoining bathroom.
Right. So it's three
and
girls
you had to
on
share
one
that
side.
Bathroom between, you know, your suite mate.
Right. Three girls, a bathroom, and another three girls. So six girls mm-hmm. shared a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of interesting. But anywho, so I meet my suite mates, Kim, Juana, and Heather. And then, so when did I meet you? Because you weren't, me and Cassandra had our own room.
Okay. So the assignments was crazy for the rooms. So, you know, when we came, it was, we called it the Sweeney Clique. It was Juana, Heather, Kim, and myself. Well, only three people go in a room. And I guess they had, like, beforehand had set their rooms up to be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, the odd man out. And I was ended up on another floor in a room with two other roommates that I met. And I think her name was I know one of my roommates' names, Keisha. I can't remember the other girl's name because she was literally only there for 2 weeks. And then she disappeared. And, like, I guess she got, I don't know, she had to go home or something. I don't know. But me and Keisha was roommates, and we shared a room. Our suite mates. I don't think I ever met the suite mates in that room. And I think I was then there for maybe a couple of weeks. And then one of y'all's, well, I would always come up there and with Heather and Juana and them, and mm-hmm. hang out with y'all. And like one day, I was just like, "Dang, so y'all don't have a third roommate?"
Like, hey, wait a minute, you have a free bed over there.
Right. And I was like, can I go with y'all? So, I mean, we cool with y'all. And, you know, those are my girls from Swinney on the other side. Like, can I be y'all roommate? So it was cool, you know. And so I just packed all my stuff and moved into that room. Just left my little roommate behind.
You sure
she
did.
She was so upset.
And then that was the beginning of the end. Because let me tell you, it was having us together just was.
Oh, my God.
I feel like Cassandra was like, why? So we called our room, we called it the 309 311 click because that was our room number. Our room number was 309, and I think our suite mates, Kim and all them, they stayed in 311, right?
Yeah.
And we had a click of girls. So it was us six, plus we had Pumpkin. AKA Robin, who was Cassandra's best friend, so she was always in our room.
They were from the same town, school, right? They went to the same town school.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Then we also had Sherry and Angel.
Yes, which they knew Cassandra also.
That's right. So that's how we knew them. They knew each other.
They were lived near them in their town.
Right. So y'all, yeah. I'm the only one from not in Texas. I'm from Michigan. So I'm with all these Texas girls the whole time. So
yeah, but that was like for some reason that was such a cool thing to tell people, like, this is my friend, she's from Michigan.
Yeah, so we had the 309, 311 click, and I did take some notes down because, y'all, I have to try to figure out a way to stay on task here because, again, we'll be talking like crazy. I wrote down, let them hoes fight.
Okay, so wait. Speaking of that, and I'm glad we're talking about this. Okay. So you know how Cardi has the WAP song right now?
Yeah.
It samples that. There's some hoes in this.
Right, house. Right.
Wasn't that one of our songs we used to listen to in that rotation with?
That's why I put that down. So there was at one time, I don't know what was going on. It might have been for homecoming weekend or homecoming week, spirit week or whatever it was, but we were doing something in the hallway. I don't know. Or Tan let us have a party. Something was going on. Anyway, these two.
Big deal in the hallways. Everybody had their stereo in the hallway. Yeah. Like chilling and stuff.
Our neighbors or somebody a little bit down the hall had got into it with somebody. So, of course, me and Charlotte being the crazy girls we are, they start arguing. Charlotte goes and gets her stereo speaker. And I had a mix CD from Detroit. And we turned it on to let them hoes fight. So we're blasting this music out as these girls are fighting.
Can you edit in the song so people can know what the song is?
I don't know. I have to find it.
Okay.
But yeah, we had...
Just so you can know what we're talking about. But like, the song goes like...
Hold on.
Let them hoes fight.
Let them hoes do what they want to.
Let them hoes do what they want to. Let them hoes do what they want to. So they out there arguing, and everybody's like chaos. We pulled out the speaker in the hallway. We just blasted. Let them hoes.
All right, y'all. So I found this song. So it was a mixed CD. So in Detroit or in Michigan, we played. It wasn't necessarily house music, but all our music was sped up. So they would take. It was kind of like a house beat, but it was way faster than just your regular house music. So this song, I don't know who originally made it, but it was mixed to like a super fast beat. And I just had this mixtape of these songs or whatever. So this is, you can just imagine these two girls are getting into it. They're arguing, they're fighting. And here's me and Charlotte bringing out the stereo sounding like this. Yes. Oh so we God. Are really out
it
here
was
with the stereo.
Utter chaos.
I don't even know if they noticed.
The middle of the utter chaos was us being idiots with this song.
Meanwhile, this fight is breaking out. We're playing this music. We are dying laughing. We don't even know what's going on down the hallway anymore because we took ourselves out like crying, laughing on the ground at the fact that we brought this music up. So. These are the shenanigans that we did. So
that was like a normal day for us.
Man. Okay, so we have to talk about Punkin coming in, singing, humming some songs. So Punkin didn't stay in our room because obviously it was just three of us. But as Cassandra friend, she just came and went whenever she wanted to. And she would literally come into our room no matter what we're doing. Grab our phone, sing a song.
Okay, now wait a minute. Punkin stayed. Did she stay in the same room with Sherry? She was with Shanita. She wasn't with Shanita and them. Remember Shanita and
D? I know who you're talking about. Sherry and Angel, didn't they stay with Ro? Wasn't Ro their roommate?
Yes, 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 yes.
But Punkin would come
in. Who was Punkin roommates with?
Wasn't friends with them. That's why she was always with us.
Well, no, I'm saying like who was.
I don't,
pumpkin?
Girl. I'm already sketchy.
Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I'm surprised that she didn't want to move in with y'all since she knew Cassandra.
I don't know, girl. Don't get me. I have, girl. This was 20 years ago.
We have to get Cassandra on the line so we can find
one day. But yeah, Pumpkin would come in usually wearing my jacket. I don't even know how she got that. She would have something on it of mine. She would come grab our phone and just walk out of the room and be in the hallway talking to whoever she was talking to. I think her boyfriend most of the time. But yeah, Pumpkin was cool. But so
it would be so funny. Pumpkin would just come in at random times, just come and pick up the phone. And
exactly. Or
come and take a CD. Or just dropping off a CD and like, oh, I used your CD. Like, what?
Oh, she did. That's why all my CDs have my name on them, because she would take them. That's when I first started getting CDs from like Columbia House. So like I signed up and would get like the 7 or 9 CDs for a penny or something like that. And I used to have to write my name on it so people wouldn't take them.
Fucking reminded me. She was like the girl version of Brumman.
Yes.
Like, she would come in and debo all our stuff. And we ain't never seen that. She was just like,
I mean, what were we going to do? What were we going to do? She was part of the crew.
We could hear her coming before she would even come in the door. She started slides and be like,
okay, can we talk about the cooking of shrimp in the bathroom?
Oh my God. When you first asked me to do this, I got to thinking like, what's some stories about PB? And I was thinking about that. And so, Kim had a whole meal going on in the bathroom.
Okay, y'all. So,
first of all, we're not supposed to have a hot day.
We weren't. So in Drew, we already said how this was like a death trap almost when you lived in, because we had these small windows that you couldn't open. You can barely open. So in the wintertime, it would be so hot up in there because the thermostat didn't work. It was like either too cold or too hot. And so we would try to crack these windows, and there's no way you can get these windows open. So if you had a fire, like there's no way for you to get out. Like I don't know how safe that was. I mean, obviously, just so everybody knows, Drew is no longer there. They tore it down. After our freshman year, didn't they? Yeah, that was the last. We were the last people to live in it.
I know they stopped using it.
They had,
it was a while before they tore down.
Well, they weren't having people live in it because they had already built the village. Phase 2 had opened up. Freshmen.
It stayed there for a long time before they tore down.
But it wasn't. People weren't living in it, so I don't want people to think that PV has this building up anymore. But when we were there, it was a fire hazard, and that should not have been safe for us to live in like that. So they had a rule that I think, did we just have one common room or was it one room on every floor? I think it was just one on the second floor was the common room where you can cook and stuff if you wanted to. So they would say, if you want to cook, you have to go to the common room and cook. There's a stove and all that other stuff. Cannot cook in your room.
I remember that.
Yep, I remember it. I was there in there one time. We never went in there, though, because it also looked like a death trap. Like, you just didn't want to be in there. So they told us you cannot have any kind of, like, hot plate or anything in your room because it can cause a fire. Well, our roommate or our suite mates, Kim, was like, no, I'm cooking. So we would go to the grocery store. We would get shrimp.
Get groceries.
We would have to sneak them in because we didn't want people to see that we had like real food or whatever, because they would be like, where are you going with that? And I would never forget one night they cooked and you weren't there. You weren't there that night. And everybody was gone because by this time everybody had been booed up or whatever. And it was just me and Kim. Me and Kim in the room, and we had these fire drills that would happen at, I don't know, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why they did that. I guess sometimes they would do it as a sweep to see if there were any guys in there, because we'll get to that part too, because people will sneak guys in there. But so they did the fire alarm. Well, Kim had this hot plate. I will never forget, she was half asleep. She doesn't have any clothes on, just like a top. And I'm like, Kim, you have to put some bottoms on. We have to go. She was like, hold on. So she grabs this hot plate. She's trying to like hide it. She fell into the shower thing. because she was trying to hide this hot plate. We grab, we get our stuff, and then we go next door to, what building was that next door to Drew?
Where the library and all that was?
No, the library.
No, not the library.
Right the, next door was some kind of building, whatever it was. It was like an...
I know my English class.
Yeah, the English classes were in there. Whatever it was, that's where we went. And then me and Clem slept over there because we weren't getting back up to go back to the room at 2 o'clock in the morning because they were doing whatever they were doing over there. But I will never forget that. But yes, we could not cook in there, but it would be, I don't even understand. It was not sanitary. We're in a bathroom seasoning up fish and, and shrimp. It's like
throwing down.
It's eyelashes in there. It's weaves in there. It's like hair glue in there.
Hell.
I was like, oh my God, why are this is not right. But it was good. Like whatever she did to that shrimp.
Oh yeah, it can be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be good.
It was good though. But when I mentioned boys being in the room, so Drew was an all girls freshman dorm. What was, oh, the boys was Holly Hall, right?
Yeah.
Holly Hall was and across the campus.
The football boys and what, Banks?
Was it Banks? It might have been Banks.
Or no.
Fuller. It was Fuller and Banks. I think Fuller was the upper class boys and Banks was something else. I don't know. Anyway, so they kept Drew. They kept Drew on one side of the campus and Holly Hall was way across the other side of the campus. The boys were separated from the girls. You could not, you could have visitation, but you had to be in a common room. You had to check them in. But of course, people didn't follow those rules. So if you wanted to sneak,
we didn't have visitation for a while, though. They kind of started that later.
No, they told us we could have visitation in the very beginning. But I mean, by that time, nobody really knew enough people like we did later. Like, I mean, I wasn't sneaking anybody in, but I'm just saying as a whole, like a lot of people became friends with the girls on the first floor so they could sneak all their guys up.
Because the guys would sneak in through the windows on the first floor.
Mm-hmm. And go whatever, say, and then the girls were also sneak in into the boys' dorm.
And they would have all our game plans on how to sneak in.
Man. Man, let me tell you, that used to be so funny. Like, I don't, we never, nobody ever snuck boys
we
in.
We never snuck in. Not oh, into our room?
Not no, even, not even never. Kim's room, right? Mm-hmm. We never had boys in our so. Whole thing, but we would see the boys running like across the hall yeah. or in the emergency exit, yeah. like the stairwell and stuff like that. But that was the main reason I had that.
Sneak into the boys' dorm is like through the emergency exit.
Mm-hmm. But
and
they
I would come and open the door, the girl right. would sneak in, and I would run down the hall and into the stairway.
I remember, I think Heather was telling us one time how she had snuck yeah. in. Yep. But
and she yeah. was explaining it to somebody else. I think Cassandra was trying to sneak into the boys' dorm, and Heather was having to tell her, like, okay, this is what you do. Like, you go through the back door, you go tell them to open the door, run. If the alarm goes off, you gotta run. Like, I'm like, okay.
Man, speaking of boys, so we talked about Club Drew. So let me just put it out here. When I first came to PV in the first night that I saw Club Drew. So the reason we called it Club Drew is because obviously that's where all the girls were. So naturally, all the guys from all over campus will come to Drew Hall to hang out and meet girls or whatever. So you will go outside literally. It was like a courtyard. It would be packed. It's just people all over the place, like literally like a party. Dude, it's just guys just everywhere. And so I'm just like, oh my God, all these guys? Seriously? Okay.
Like, sitting out there waiting for the girls to come out mm-hmm. to holler at the girls.
And when I tell y'all, I met a guy almost every month.
At one point, we had a whole, like,
okay.
She had a roster of guys.
Okay. You know what? That wasn't even necessary. I did not have a when we talk about a roster. So also, let me put this
you
out here. Let me.
You had a roster, guys. It's like you. It was like at one point we, for some reason, we had this poster board. And everybody put their name, Jesus. Their dude's name. and their dude that they were dating's name up there, and you know, everybody had their names. And when it got to the name, it was like, bitch, she had like three guys' names.
Listen.
It's like, who are you putting up there this week?
Listen, I was a young, tender 18-year-old. I had not experienced this level of available guys. Also, by the way, not that it's anything wrong with being, what's the word I'm looking for? I wasn't sleeping around. Promiscuous. I wasn't sleeping around. I was actually a virgin my whole freshman year. Yes. So it wasn't I was sleeping with these guys, but I was definitely dating a bunch of guys at one time. And they knew it. At least I let them know.
Yes, they were well aware that we had other dudes that she was talking to. It was the craziest thing. Like, I'm like, hey, girl, play up.
Look, I was like, I'm just going to be honest. Yes, I met this guy yesterday. He's a nice guy. He walked me to class. We might go out tomorrow. I don't know. I'll meet you on Tuesday. Can you come by on Tuesday? Okay, I'll see you Tuesday. But look, I had a good time. I met a lot of good people. So I don't know if you remember. So Stacy, I think I met Stacy at club.
Stacy and Glaston at the same time. I know that.
Did I? I met Glaston at the laundromat. Stacy, I met at Club Drew. Jermaine, I met at Club Drew. Danielle. Did you remember Danielle?
Oh, I forgot about Danielle.
Danielle, I met at Club Drew. Chris, I met in class.
Okay, let's go through the list of Cassandra's dudes. She was calling
it. Well, it was only two. It was only two.
What was the tall guy's name? What was his name?
Tori.
Oh my God.
Was it? No, was it? Toby. Wasn't it Toby?
Yes! She would be like, that's my boo.
Toby and Larry.
Larry. Jesus.
I think me and Cassandra are the only ones that had like multiple.
Yeah.
Because y'all like booed up real fast. You, Kim, Juana, and Heather. Y'all had somebody really quickly. And I was like, I am 18 years old. I am not about to settle down. Like,
I wish I wouldn't have settled down.
Do you see all these guys out here? Glaston, out of all the guys, Glaston was definitely the one that got away. I still say that.
Yeah. I think I'm still friends with Glaston on Facebook.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you talk to him or you just see him?
No, I'm just his friend on Facebook.
Girl.
Let me see if I can find him.
He was the reason I got Facebook because, so I met Glaston. So when we were in college.
Still friends. He looks so different now, though.
Yeah, I saw him back whenever I first got Facebook or whatever. But he was this cute little guy from Bermuda that we just didn't think that it was real. We were like, nobody lives in Bermuda. What do you mean? He had this cute little accent. He was so nice and sweet and all this other stuff. He went with us. We all double dated. Movies. Remember that time we went out? Me, you, and Cassandra?
And then, at that time, he was even trying to figure out, which one am I going to take to the movie?
Was I?
Yes, you were trying to decide between Glaston and Stacy.
Listen. I never went anywhere with Stacy. I only went out on a date with Danielle and Glad, like out, I think. Everybody else was just like on campus. But anyway, I had a good time. Everything was good up until I met somebody. My like the last bit of my freshman year, which we're not going to get into him because the next the next 5 years was not good. So we're not gonna get into that person, but you know who I'm talking about.
I know you.
Let's talk about the Kappa Beach Party.
Oh God, we were just looking at. I was looking at those pictures with my girls the other day. She already had found like a bunch of my old pictures and those Kappa Beach Party pictures in there. She was like, "Mom, what are y'all doing?
Oh my God,
what are y'all wearing?"
I think I had on a Nike. I know I had a jacket and Nike shorts, like running shorts, something like that. And then I had like a little halter top, a little sports bra.
Halter top with your stomach out. Yeah, I got the pictures with your little shades on.
Really?
Some braids. I think Cassandra did your braids.
Oh, I need to see that picture. I can't find those pictures.
Girl, don't let me go get them because I have them right here.
Oh, man. You'll have to show me off air. Show me off air.
Okay.
But yeah, so the Kappa Beach Party every year in Galveston, Texas, which was like, what, a couple hours from where we lived? I mean, where we went to school?
Yeah.
They
maybe
had
about 2 hours.
Yeah. So if people remember like the Freaknik they used to have in Atlanta, it was not, I guess it was about similar to that, right? Because the beach party was out of control.
Maybe like on a little bit of a lower scale.
Yeah,
it's I was always told
like a lower, lower scale kind of situation. But you still find girls on cars and things being shown and things happening. And you know what's crazy?
At that time, people had camcorders.
Oh, girl, yeah, you're right. Yep, I'm trying to think. I don't remember actually doing anything for Kappa Beach Party. I just remember in our room, those Kappas came over. Remember they were stripping in our room? And we had a party downstairs. We had a party. There was a party downstairs in the ballroom, like just the regular people. And me and you went down there dancing with those.
And they let us play CDs, our own CDs.
Oh, you're right.
And everybody was dancing. And it was like this white couple and this older white couple as I was sitting there. Because it was like a regular bar at the hotel.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I think it was about it.
Like
that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started playing it, a fight broke out.
Yes.
And somebody said, that's Master P, get around it.
That's right. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Those times were so simple and fun.
I know. I just don't remember doing anything for the actual beach party. I feel like we had more fun just doing
stuff.
In the hotel. And remember we were walking and we went through, didn't we walk through the drive-thru or we found somebody that was in a car and we were trying to get him to order for us?
That was that second year. That's when me and Keisha came. And that's when we went into Willie's room and he was that girl.
Oh, Jesus. I don't remember any of that. I don't want to bring up any of those memories.
Right.
What else happened freshman year? What else was going on? What do you remember best about freshman year? Because like we were saying, although Drew felt like we were living in a prison, we still had fun. Because when we had cable couple of weeks out of the year, we got to watch BET and we would like watch Showtime at the Apollo on when it came on Saturday night.
Watch the stories during the day. They would tape them, water would tape them, wrestling.
I remember
that one time, what was it? It was really cold outside. It was like winter time and it was really cold outside, but it was so hot because they had the heater on. Like it was a centralized thermostat, so like you couldn't control your room's temperature, right. And they had the heater on too hot, and we had the windows up, and people would walk by, and we'd be like,
"Come on in,
the water's fine."
Oh my God! You know what? Just
doing dumb stuff.
You know what flashed in my head? You remember what flashed in my head right now?
What?
Us going to court with Cassandra, and we were playing Mo Thugs. What was it called? Mo Thugs Family or
Girl
Bone Thugs Family?
I was on my way a couple of weeks ago. I was on my way to go help Kiara move all her stuff home. And I was playing music in the car on my ride up there. And I was trying to find that Mo Thugs. And I could not find it on Apple Music.
No.
YouTube, nothing.
What's up
with that?
It was called Mo Thugs Family or something. But man, let me tell you, we wore that CD out. I don't know what it was about that CD with those bad harmonizations. Because remember, we were like,
You got to give them the backdrop because we know what we're talking about, but they're not.
I can't find it to let them hear it, so I don't know.
No, I'm talking about what we were doing. I think Cassandra had got a ticket in, was it Channelview or
somewhere? So she got a ticket, yeah, and we were going to court with her, and we. Honestly, I don't think she had been to court before because we really thought she was going to jail. So once we got to the jail, got to court, we were all like sitting there scared. And I remember the judge called her up and we were just nervous, like, oh my God, Cassandra's not coming back to us. Like, what are we going to do? But I guess it was just he dismissed it or he did something.
I think, did it get dismissed or he...
He let it go because we were happy.
Yeah. Cause
when we were coming back,
yeah.
We were still playing Mo Thugs. We were having a good time. And then that storm hit and then we put it on the preacher's wife and started praying on the way.
Cause that storm was bad. It was like, are we going to make it home? Oh my God.
We went from Mo Thugs to Jesus. Jesus is Lord. By the way, you wore that CD out. I hated that Preacher's Wife CD. Oh my God. Because it was
that
what?
That was my CD, though. That
I, believe
was,
in
was,
I believe in you and I.
I believe in
you
and
I.
Over and over.
And I love me some Whitney, but Jesus, she wore that thing out. I did not want to hear that no more.
I forgot all about that.
It's like the way that Cassandra was listening to Luther all night and you came in from class. Listen,
you
y'all. Listen, y'all. I know we're all over the place. This episode is just going to be a bonus episode. You're just going to have to hear it. But we were that night, so every night we would pick a CD to play or whatever. Everybody can like take turns to listen to what they wanted to listen to. And I guess, I don't know how Cassandra got so many nights, but she was listening to Luther. Excuse me. And I don't think I was really tripping. I think I wanted to hear like Moments in Love because we had found that CD, but I wasn't tripping on what we listened to at night because I would just fall asleep. But so she kept playing Luther over and over and over and over again. So we wake up in the morning. I don't think I had class. Cassandra didn't have class. Charlotte did have class. And so Cassandra's just sitting there. I think I'm up at my desk because they had like these little built-in desks behind the beds or whatever. I'm sitting there doing my homework, minding my business. Cassandra's on her bed. And all I hear is Cassandra come in. Luther is playing. All of a sudden it's like, rip. She just turns it off and sits on the bed and turns on the TV. We just look at her.
Me. Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I don't even, like, when you told me, I really genuinely didn't remember doing that.
You did that.
I think
that.
It was,
cause you were like,
I think I had a really bad day or something, and I just came in. I was just tired of hearing Luther. It's like, we just heard him all night. Like,
you were like, we're still listening to this. You're still listening to this click, and you just.
And, you know, I'm just so, like, I'm wrong. I was wrong for that. I hate that I did that. Because I'm pretty sure Cassandra was listening to that.
She was. We
that
had,
was wrong
you know,
me.
We
I
had.
I was so unaware of the situation.
I will say that we had a little moment when we were roommates that we had a little rift in our relationship. Well, I mean, me and Charlotte but Cassandra didn't like us anymore. I don't even remember what happened. All I remember, and we were really rude because all I remember is,
first of all, she hated that we would just sit there and laugh all the time. Like,
that could have been annoying.
She was just like, I think that was annoying her. Like, she probably felt like we were laughing at her, but we were just being stupid.
Yeah. Well, she called a meeting with our RA, Tan. And was it just us three or was Kim and them in there too?
Because I think Kim and them got kind of upset because they weren't invited to the meeting. They were like, we don't want to go to y'all little meeting. But really, we were just trying to work on our issues, you know?
Right. I didn't know we had issues though. It was shocking to me because she said, and she didn't even speak to us. So she was speaking through Tan and Tan would tell us what was going on. And I don't even know what the complaint was. All it was that she didn't want to live with us anymore. And she was mad about it. And so do you remember what it was about?
I don't remember what it's about. I can't remember, but she was Very bad. I think it was just a culmination of a lot of things. I think she felt like we were being disrespectful to her. I can't remember anything specific that it was about, though, but she was upset with us. She had got so mad at us to the point to where she had started sleeping in her car with her boyfriend.
That's right.
Remember?
We were going to a pep rally.
Remember we had those assemblies and we would always skip them?
Yes.
And we were like, let's go to Hempstead to get McDonald's breakfast. And we were passing her car and we were like all walking to our car.
And Kim poked her with the umbrella.
It was like, there's Cassandra's car. And then somebody was like, is she in it? And we went up to the window and she was sleeping. And so I was like, oh my God, she's sleeping in her car. Her and Larry. And Kim started poking her window.
No, she poked her through the window. The window was cracked. And Kim stuck her umbrella in there. That's not funny.
Cool.
That's not funny. But
I think it was just stuff like that. I think she was just feeling like we were being just disrespectful to her.
But
and she was right to feel that way.
No, we were
obnoxious a little bit, and I don't think she was down with it.
No,
she wasn't
right.
Like on our humor level. Like she was. She took a lot of things more seriously than we did.
Yeah, because we joked about. Yeah, we didn't take not one thing. Even when it was like time to take things seriously, we still didn't take things seriously.
We found the humor in every single thing. Like,
yes, yes, we really did. So in that meeting, I just wanted to put this in there, just you know, as another thing that I want to, we worked through this anyway. I remember her saying something like she didn't want to be our roommate. And then both of us just jumped up. Was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to KFC. Like we just got up and like ended the meeting, like walked out, didn't care, went and got something to eat. But eventually we ended up talking to her and I don't think she ever told us what was really wrong, but we were tight again by the end of the year. Everything was cool, but we had that little riff. I don't remember, but yeah, we were definitely.
I remember that was an issue. I remember one night I was away at Boot Up.
As usual, you never stayed in the room.
Something happened, right? Something had happened where y'all had all got into it with Larry and his brother or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And when I got there and everybody was crunk and about to fight, he's like, I'm gonna call such and such to bring his gun. And like, wait a minute, what?
That was crazy. So I, of course, was on a date down at Club Drew. So I had missed.
What in the hell?
Okay, I had missed most of it. So I'm sitting there with, I don't know who I was sitting with. And something had happened where I think Heather knew a girl that Cassandra's boyfriend was talking to or something. Also. And yes. So they were going to set him up. So it was Cassandra and this other girl were going to go set Larry up. Like, say for him to come downstairs to meet Cassandra and the other girl was going to be sitting there. Cause I remember them. I don't know. I wasn't upstairs with them. I know I was downstairs with whoever I was talking to at the time. And then they came downstairs and was telling me what was going on. And so I was like, oh good. I'm already down here. So let's, you know, let me see what's going on or whatever. And so they got him, I guess, supposedly it was supposed to be a thing where they got him. He got mad and started cursing out Cassandra or something. He got mad. I don't know what it was.
I think he got mad and was cussing all of them out.
Well, he
and
did.
Juana and Kim.
So they called their boyfriends because they were like, nope, we're not doing that.
I don't know. Was Kim there too?
Kim was not there.
I don't remember. I know y'all called me at Willie's house.
Kim wasn't there.
You gotta come back.
Mm-mm, Kim wasn't
There's
there.
Some drama going down.
But remember that one guy from Michigan, JB?
Yes.
Him and his girlfriend, they were there because he was saying like, well, I'm not going to let you guys go. And this other guy's fighting, like, we're not going to do that. Like, I'm going to make sure you guys are protected because he was just like our protector. And so it was supposed to be some big fight. I don't even remember what happened, like totally. But I just know it was like West Side Story. It was like a gang of people coming from one side, another gang of people coming from the other side. We had like my Michigan boys, some of them were in it because JB had called them and said that some guy was trying to fight me, which I wasn't even involved. I had been sitting with my dude the whole time, but he called them. And so I had them there. And so we're just like walking, and it ended up nothing ever happening. I don't think there was a fight. I think they just.
But it was a lot of draw. It was a lot of drama behind it. Like, it was a lot of frustration. Like, by the time I got there, everybody was crunk and saying who they were going to call. And I was like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
And y'all got me crunk, and I was like, let me call Willie back. And
right. It was crazy. Just a bunch of like teenage drama for no reason is what it was. But all in all, I have to say, like, I really enjoyed like my experience. Like, I went to a black high school. I'm from a major, like, majority black town. So coming to PV wasn't that much of a shock as far as that's concerned. It was just more of a shock because it was Texas. And I was from Michigan. So it was just like a different way that you guys talked and dressed and music that you listened to and things like that. But the experience was fun. Do you remember when we all stole stuff out of alumni? We had plates and we stole hot sauce, plates, cups. I don't even know why we did that. Why did we do that? And we took a picture in front of Drew. I have that picture. I have that picture. But we just had so much fun, and Sherry used to call Angel Albino and like would tell everybody that and she was just a very fair-skinned girl, but Sherry used to, they could say that to each other. I think they were cousins, right? Or best friends, one of the two.
They were best friends, I think.
Okay. Yeah, but we had a reunion a long time ago, probably what, 10 years ago when we all met up at the club?
Maybe longer than 10 years, because I think I was pregnant with Olivia. So Olivia's 13 now.
Oh, yeah.
And Heather was pregnant with her daughter.
Yeah, we haven't.
And we all met up.
Yeah, we haven't all gotten together in such a long time. Like, I still, every now and then, I'll see Kim on Instagram, but I don't really talk to anybody else because I don't have Facebook. And that's where I was friends with everybody. It's just you. I mean, you're the one constant person that I've stayed in contact with the whole 20.
I know.
What is it, 23 years? 24 years, something like that?
96. Almost 30 years.
Oh, Jesus. That's crazy.
24 years.
Is it 24? Yeah. But it was fun. Crazy. All our little adventures, and it was crazy. Just
it was definitely a very memorable experience. I tell my daughter that all the time. Like, whenever she was getting ready to go to college, I'm like, you know, you're going to go in a dorm and you're going to meet these people, and it's going to be the most memorable thing you'll remember for the rest of your life. Because, like, we sit here and still talk about these same stories all the time with each other, because it was so fun. Like,
and some of them are fuzzy, but a lot of, I mean, you know, some of it's like we remember like yesterday. It just depends on what it is. But yeah. Yes. So I had a good time at Drew, and then I was not in the dorm anymore. I had moved to this place called The Village with some on-campus apartments, but that's another story for another day. But I want
to
thank.
You didn't tell a story about Mr. Pumbaa.
Pumbaa! Was that freshman year? That was freshman year.
Was that freshman year? Mm-hmm. Was that the summer? Were you there the summer that
I was there.
Freshman year?
Not my freshman year. No. No, I think I was there.
That was second semester of freshman year, maybe then.
Yeah, Pumbaa and Lane. So let me tell y'all about Dr. Lane. Was it Dr. Lane or Mr. Lane? He was young.
Oh, you're talking about the biology teacher?
Oh. Let me tell you something.
Hey, in his class.
Right.
In that class.
That was the only class. That was the only class that I had good grades like the whole time. But that class, I sat front row, me, you, and Charisse. Remember?
Yeah, too. Wasn't Kim in that class with us?
I don't feel like she was there the whole time. Me, you, and Charisse were the main ones.
Really? I could have swore Kim was in that class too. Maybe not.
I feel like
they had that class also, but not with
us. Yeah, that's what it was.
I remember them. They knew who he was.
Yeah. Girl, everybody knew who Mr. Lane was. He was this young guy. I think he had just graduated college. So he was probably like, what, 22, 23. Mm-hmm. He was a professor.
Yeah.
Super cute. Oh, and it didn't matter what that man was talking about. We were taking notes. We were right up front. We would always be flirting with him. And he would just be like laughing at us.
Get out of class.
I'll be taking
and extra. Have him for the lab too.
That's what I was going to say. I took extra labs because he was in there. We were a mess. And then Mr. Pimba, but we called him Pumba from Pumba and Timon from Lion King. So this man, this poor guy, he was not in control of his class.
At all.
We would come
like,
in.
We would literally all leave the class on a bathroom break, be going and eating donuts.
That's right. That's right. We did do that. And then remember that one time?
They
did have good donuts. That little part downstairs, like the little express thing.
Yeah. I don't know, what was that little cart or something?
Yeah, because you can get like your express breakfast because they had like eggs, bacon, donuts, cereal, and something else. Mm-hmm. But we didn't talk about the alumni. But before I get to that.
There was some days we would get up and I didn't go to class and we'd just go get donuts and go back.
That is also true. We would wake up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. We know when we got a class at 8:30. We would get up just to go get donuts and then go back. How did we even get through freshman year, man?
I did.
Okay. So in Mr. Pumba's class, we were having class and like he's really up teaching. This girl comes in to class, picks her desk up, turns it around.
The window.
Turns it around
from the window.
They're not gonna get this. Okay, so no. In his class, he was teaching. We're all paying attention. This girl comes to class super late, like 20 minutes late. Comes in the middle of his teaching, picks up her desk, which is like in the middle of class, moves her desk, turns it around towards the window and starts talking to somebody else. It was that kind of class. And he would just look and just like make his this little face and he'll go back to teaching. Like what class was that?
He would call on people that didn't even have their hand raised to do examples on the board. And that one guy was like, I didn't even have my hand raised.
I don't even remember what class that was.
It was math.
Was it?
It was like, yeah, it was math because, I mean, I hate to say it, but if you didn't pass the test?
Oh, you know what?
Task,
that's why no one paid attention. It was a remedial math class because, yeah. So when I came to
remedial. It was just you had to take that as
well, no, that's what it was. They were remedial classes.
Well, I mean, you can't say remedial.
Yes, it was. That's what it was. It was people who either didn't take the test or didn't pass it, but it was like a basic level class that you had to take in order to take the TAS test. I had to take it because even though I took the ACT, I took the MEEP, which is the Michigan test. I didn't know you had to take a Texas test.
It was either TASP, TASP, or TASP.
I think it was a TASP.
Teams.
No. We didn't have that. It was TASP, whatever that test was.
Okay.
So I didn't, I hadn't taken it. I didn't know. So they had my first semester, I had to take all the remedial classes to qualify to be able to take the test. And I took it. And then, you can go back to your regular classes or whatever. But that's what it was. That's all it was. People that either didn't take the test or didn't pass it. And that's why nobody paid attention because it was like easy.
That's a prereq to go into college algebra because you didn't pass that.
Yeah, so that's probably why we didn't pay attention, but
because nobody cared.
So our
doesn't even count.
Our little eating little hall or whatever was called alumni. So downstairs, like we said, you can do the Swift line, where they just had like basic stuff. So if it was breakfast, it was like the eggs, bacon, sausage, cereal, donuts. And then I think they had lunch, like you can get sandwiches and stuff downstairs, sandwiches and chips. But if you went upstairs, is where you had like your regular lunch. So do you remember, because this is the only thing that flashes in my head, they had this video system in there, like it played videos, but the music would play all over the thing. And it was always on either If Your Girl Only Knew by Aaliyah or 112 with Biggie. Jesus, the Notorious, just
Blackberry Molasses
or Blackstreet or Blackstreet, No Diggity. So it was those four videos that played over and over and over and over. And every single, like, we couldn't get no other videos to play. I mean, those same four videos.
It's like every time we go in there, Blackberry Molasses.
You come up there, doom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom.
And you have to stand in line to get go through the get the food. Everybody listening to the same songs over and over all the day.
God. That's where I met Stacy. I met Stacy in alumni.
In the alumni? Mm-hmm. I know alumni is where I got signed up for that stupid credit card and messed it up. And girl, they gave it to me.
We all did. And those stupid first time having cell phones, those little giant.
Oh, my God.
Y'all. I don't even know.
What was the name of it? Pronko?
It was Houston Cellular.
Houston, you hear my doggy?
I hear you. It's okay. It was Houston Cellular.
Houston Cellular, yeah.
And I think we paid, it was like a 30-minute plan because like nobody used. It was an analog phone.
Horrible. A 30-minute plan. It was prepaid, right?
I don't remember.
I mean, you had a monthly charge, but.
But it was like, once you went over your minutes, it was like sky high. I think my phone bill was like $500 one time.
You never even opened your.
No, I didn't.
You never even took it out of the box.
No, you're right.
You still had to pay.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's right. I thought if I didn't use it, I didn't have a bill every month and I just wasn't paying.
You still had that bill. I thought I was pumping my car on my phone. That big
it looked like a gray brick. That's how big it was. It had like
that
a
was
little
horrible.
It had one and it got so hot. Oh my God.
And it's like we so got like bamboozled into them phones. Like we just seen like who was it? I seen Heather with her phone and I was like, where you get that phone from?
She's like, girl, they're giving them away.
At the MSC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And so I think me and you went together and got the phones.
These were the first phones, y'all. Because we didn't have cell phones. We were using calling cards to call people from our rooms and stuff like that. We did not have cell phones. I still even didn't even, we barely used those phones. Like it still wasn't a thing until.
It was only like 30 minutes on there.
Yeah,
like you used it and it was over.
Just to get a free t-shirt.
You know, we ain't had no money to pay the bills. So right. You just 30 minutes and you out.
It was just sitting there. Man, those were the days, man. Man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we've done enough remnants and I'm sure I've left stuff out, but I hope y'all.
I can't wait to go back and listen. To
y'all
this.
Heard stuff. I hope y'all heard some stuff that at least made sense. I don't know if it made sense or not. But that was just us reminiscing about our time at Drew Hall in 96, 97 school year at PVAMU. You have any last words or anything to say before we get out of here?
No. I mean, I think we said everything.
All right. So again, I want to thank you for coming on my show, talking about this. I'm going to have you back for other stuff, even though you use
random
my
topics.
You use my government name like 7-8 times throughout this thing, so I'm gonna have to go back and edit all this out, but it's all good. She doesn't know me. She didn't know me as Jay or Jay Boog. She met me pre that before I got into the Michigan Club. Because I didn't get into the Michigan Club until second semester, like the end of second semester. Mm-hmm. So we had a whole lot of time to like know each other by the government. So we're gonna excuse that. But Other than that, I want to thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in. You can find me and all my other shows at jsquick3.buzzsprout.com. I don't know why that's so hard for me to say, but thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys, and I hope to see you guys again. So with that being said, that's not the right sound. I'll talk to you later. Peace.